Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon running around like an insane person. Out of breath. Okay, so I'm here to talk to you guys about the week of April 11th through the 18th. And this week is going to be all about the personal planetary energy. We have a ton of stuff going on. Now, the good part with that is that most of it, we're going to be focused in some of the same arena, you know. So it'll be easier to figure out as we're going through it. So here's how it breaks down. Personal planetary energy, when it gets busy, gets us super busy. We have both Mercury and Venus going through their very last week in Pisces. And so all this kind of insanity that we've been going through on both sides of the Pisces energy with Mercury retrograde and all these planets meeting up with the ruler of Pisces, Neptune there, has been triggering on the positive side a lot of focus on art, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, anything with prayer, meditation, yoga, our romantic life, our dealings with institutions like hospitals, spas, retreats, any research that we've been doing or investigations that we're getting into. On the challenging side, Pisces can be a place where we feel isolated or we want to go down the escapism route or we feel depressed. There can be fogginess, confusion. There can be a lot of sad, weepy feelings. It is the territory of karmic past life cycles. So some of those can be coming up wrap up a long story in your life and prepare you for the next one. This place rules addictions and bad habits. You might have been wrestling with some of that. Also rules secrets and deceptions and boundary issues. So you might have been dealing with some of that. So it's a lot to pick from, right? So in our week ahead, both Mercury and Venus are going to do their last bit of things here. And then they're going to move on into Aries. And that will be the end of like some of this extreme stuff we've been going through. So if you do still have anything left to deal with, then this week ahead will be, you know, the time to get in there and do it. So with Mercury, it is about our communications, our information, our sales. So there may be, you know, talks to have or news or offers coming in or meetings or interviews to set up. There might be something around writing or something around sales, negotiations, agreements. Mercury also rules short trips and local activities that could be focused in these areas. Also rules our vehicles, our electronics, our siblings, our neighbors. So there may be something, some story involving some of them in these topics as our week goes forward. With Venus aiming her last week of energy here, she brings in stories about true love and lovers, your personal income flow and what's going on with that, women in general, or specifically, I guess, and anything relating to beauty that you're pursuing there. So here's how it kind of flows for our week. With Mercury, we'll start with that. Friday, the 12th, you are going through the Mercury square Jupiter. Now, this can be impacted on Thursday for you guys listening live because we're in the buildup to it. On the 11th and then on the 12th, it's there kind of saturating the day. And so it does seem that there is at least one big important bit of information or talk or decision, et cetera, those Mercury topics with these Pisces themes to be had. A square is always frictional, so it's pushing you or you're feeling like pushing harder to achieve something or there's an obstacle or a challenge in the mix, so it can amp up the energy. It can frustrate it sometimes or just get you highly motivated. But with Jupiter, that's a really beneficial planet, and it is just about something very big going on here tied to this story involving travel or people at a distance or anything in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or anything with higher education or legal matters. It could tie in with weddings or other ceremonies, or it could tie in with religion or politics. So sometime between Thursday the 11th on the buildup and Friday the 12th, as it sits there, we are going to have that information. And then on Wednesday the 17th, Mercury leaves Pisces. Finally, it's been there so long because of its retrograde motion, and it is out of there, and we're going to feel like, wow, we're ready to really make some things happen. Obviously, with Mercury in Aries, we get very focused, and everything is, you know, we're going to take physical action now and really get out there, be passionate about the things we have to say, start focusing on what we need as a person, too, during the weeks coming up. Mercury is going to be in Aries from Wednesday, the 17th of April, through May 6th. And this is a good time to make choices that benefit you, to really focus on your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title or some personal need that you have. Really good time to get in there, talk with other people, look at, you know, decisions being made that impact you, interview, focus on sales agreements, writing, anything communication oriented. So that kicks in on Wednesday. Now with Venus. Venus is going to do a couple things in our week ahead. First of all, starting on Friday the 12th, Venus is going to form an opportunity alignment with Saturn. And then on Sunday the 14th, she's going to form an opportunity alignment with Pluto. So both Saturn and Pluto are in Capricorn. So this makes it really simple and straight up. Well, as simple as it can be, right? So again, Venus is these days, this, and it's very likely this will tie the whole weekend together, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because of the saturation between these. So you might just feel like, oh, I'm going to go for this right now because there's this opening, and or, you know, something is broached to you and you're diving in there and dealing with it. So Venus is focusing on the lovers, the income, the women, or the beauty interests tied to those romantic or karmic cycles, those secrets or deceptions, the artistry, the spirituality, the institutions, the research. And with it connecting with Saturn and Pluto in this open door alignment, it means that there is some way to pursue goals here or to reach goals or set goals, to do something with your career in the mix, or something with your status or fame or reputation, or involving higher-up authority-type people. So if you've been trying to reach that director, producer, teacher, mentor, parent, boss, judge, whoever that higher-up person is, then this can kind of involve that through the weekend. So Friday through Sunday with that. And, you know, Saturn is asking you guys to get serious that one way or the other in this situation, so you can mark some endings, or you can make some long-term commitments, or you can structure things so they support you better, or you can tackle your responsibilities or get more ambitious there. And Pluto is asking you to evolve the story, to make changes if necessary, to go deeper if necessary, to purge what needs purged, to focus on any financial or sexual needs in the matter, or if there's anything going on with a death or a birth or a divorce, and focus there in the next steps that are going on with that process, and any triangles or jealousy or manipulations, you know, and trying to hammer that out in some kind of way. So again, Friday through Sunday. Then Venus is not done. On Monday the 15th, she will move into her square with Jupiter. And so again, this is a big push on Monday, again, with the Venus Pisces themes, but now, you know, in the square, there's something that is big going on with the travel or distance, the educational, legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political theme in the mix. So Mercury and Venus very much mirroring each other in this week ahead, just bringing in different topics for us to deal with. And by Saturday the 20th, at the end of next week, Venus exits Pisces and moves into Aries. Now, Venus is going to travel through Aries up from April 20th up through May 15th. And again, you know, now we're focusing on our own needs, our body, our image, our brand, our name, our title, and Venus here will help us attract the love or express the love or focus on what we're doing about our income or our beauty or the women around us and what we want, right? So we're really going to see a shift as these two planets move out and we finally get to start to move past this story. And, you know, it's just been very intense for a lot of people, myself included. So the only other thing that really stands out in this week ahead is that we are also going to have personal planetary energy from the astrological point of view. The sun is active in this week ahead as well. And on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, the Sun is going to square Pluto. And then on Sunday, the 14th, the Sun is going to trine Jupiter. And so the Sun is already in Aries. The Sun is ahead of, you know, our decisions and talks and the news we've been getting and the offers and writing and agreements and Venus with the love and beauty and income and women. The Sun is already there with how we're physically showing up and dealing with this new energy field. And so as we go through this weekend, Friday through Sunday, definitely looks like, you know, there's some pretty powerful stuff going on here for us. So again, center yourself within your body, about your image, your name, your title, your brand, your personal needs, or how you're showing up for something in life. Know that between Friday and Saturday, there is this push, this frictional square with Pluto. So there is something challenging us here to make a change or deal with a change or evolve a story that has to do with this goal, the career, or the authority figure through Pluto themes of sex or finances or death or birth or divorce or triangles playing out. By Sunday the 14th, the Sun moves into this wonderful alignment with Jupiter, which brings your needs into alignment with something big and optimistic or growth-oriented involving that travel, the trip, the distance, the legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding or other ceremonial or religious or political theme. So you guys can see a lot of all this personal planetary stuff is playing out in the same territory throughout the week, and so it is going to be extremely busy for everybody, and then we have this major kind of shift with everything starting as Mercury moves into Aries on Wednesday the 17th and Venus moves in on Saturday the 20th, and we will be into our next week, and I'll talk about that in the next show. I am going to talk about how it impacts your sign this week too, though, so you have a heads up. All right, so for Aries, straight up, you know, there's a lot still to work through with your 12th house. So karmic cycles, look at where you are in certain situations in your life and with certain people, and have you come to the end of the road in some of these situations? Is there a way to redefine the balance of karma in this situation so that you can continue on? You know, it's for you to judge what's going on with that. Also, look at where you are in your romantic needs, in your artistry, with your spiritual practices and beliefs, with institutions you're dealing with research and development, any investigations, and if there are bad habits or addictions or anything going on with secrets or deceptions, the last of that in this week ahead as you kind of dive in there. So with Mercury opening up, you know, the ideas, the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, Friday the 12th, big day for something big going on tied to this, involving travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. And then on Wednesday the 17th, Mercury moves into your sign Aries. Definitely going to give you guys a bolster, because all of a sudden you're going to be, what the heck have I been thinking? Come out of that cloud, come out of that fog. I am strong. I am courageous. I am Aries. Time to go out there and make some decisions that are good for me, right? And so you're going to start talking and thinking in a different way, and you're going to be ready to make some choices as you get into Wednesday with this new energy. And as far as Venus in this week ahead, again, focused on those karmic, romantic, spiritual, artistic, addictive, secretive, institutional research themes, but now, you know, with the lover, the income, the women, the beauty. So Friday the 12th, and Sunday the 14th and probably Saturday in between, this links in a favorable way to your goals, your career, those authority figures you're dealing with. So stop and ask yourself, you know, what do you want, and what do you, you know, can you get serious about it with Saturn by either making a long-term commitment or ending something or restructuring it, and can you evolve the situation when it comes to your financial or sexual needs, or what's going on with the birth or death or divorce in this scenario, or any jealousy or triangles playing out. And then by Monday the 15th with Venus for Aries, you know, then this really pushes that Jupiter door involving the trip or the distance or the legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political topic. Now with this square, I mean, it can push you, but with Jupiter, it's going to be good for you, or, you know, at some point, maybe it won't instantly be, but so there you have it. And then on Saturday the 20th, Venus moves into your sign Aries. So from the 20th of April through May 15th, Aries is really going to be that, you know, the one that's hosting Venus, you know, attracts others and has that added sparkle and can feel the love or express the love or attract the love or get in there and, you know, earn money or deal with women or beauty interests that are good for you on a personal or physical level in some way. So really good trend starting to kick in at that point. As far as the sun being busy in this week ahead for Aries, sun is in your sign, so definitely a week to pay attention to your body, to pay attention to your personal needs, to pay attention, you know, if you need to your brand, your image, your name, your title, those kind of things, and how you're showing up. Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, this squares Pluto. This may be challenging for you. There's something deep or intense going on here involving your career or a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, some higher up person, or with a personal goal that you have. So you're going to need to kind of deal with where you are there financially or sexually or with the, you know, whatever the big change is going on. By Sunday the 14th, you have this really lovely flow with Jupiter. And this should get you into alignment with the travel or the distance or the legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political theme. And so there you have it. All right, for Taurus, all the Piscean energy in this week ahead that you're really going to be hunkering down on and wrapping up as much as you can focuses on your friends, your groups, the gatherings, the parties, the events, whatever you're doing online or with social networking, charities, astrology, anything social, and also anything that's going on with personal aspirations or original projects. And so Mercury there is really going to, you know, lots of talks, meetings, short trips, offers, decisions, sales, agreements, maybe writing, you know, communication, information, sales with Mercury. And with Venus, women, love, income, or beauty is impacting what you're doing with these people, right? And so Friday the 12th, Mercury will be busy on that day squaring Jupiter. So whatever news, information, decisions you're dealing with, there is some kind of big deal going on with a financial situation, a sexual interest, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a triangle third party slush kind of situation. By Wednesday the 17th, Mercury moves into Aries, at which point, Taurus, your head is going to clear up and you're really going to start to focus more thought and more decision making and maybe get into more talks and meetings and short trips that are private or secretive or developing behind closed doors for some reason. Could be an artistic pursuit you're involved in, could be a romance, could maybe you take some short trip romantic getaways kind of thing, could be spiritual practices, could be that you're you know, dealing with institutions or research or investigations or addictions or secrets, you know. So that really kicks in on Wednesday the 17th and it'll be there through May 6th. With Venus in the week ahead, focused on these social things for you guys, over the weekend, Friday the 12th through Sunday the 14th, this forms opportunity alignments with Saturn and Pluto. So you guys can see doors opening here to travel or with some situation going on at a distance or with anything legal you're dealing with or your educational pursuits or that media marketing, publishing, broadcasting interest or what's going on with weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. So Saturn is saying, you know, get serious about it, either make some long-term commitment or end something or structure something so it's supportive or, you know, get ambitious, deal with the timing factor, you know, Saturn topics. And Pluto's saying, you know, evolve the story, go deeper, purge where necessary, focus this in on the financial, sexual, reproductive triangle, death, birth, divorce scenarios, whichever one applies to your story. By Monday the 15th, Venus will push with Jupiter, and so whatever's going on with you now really gets into that big expansive thing with the finances or sex or with the death or birth or divorce or with that triangle. And, you know, it is a square, so it's frictional, but it is involving really nice planets, Venus and Jupiter. So we will assume this is just something really big going on for you, you know, that's just going to take up your day. And by Saturday the 20th, Venus heads into Aries, and she's going to then travel there until May 15th. So for Taurus, you know, this is really going to start to bring the love or the women or the income opportunities or the beauty themes behind closed doors in those private talks and meetings with your, you know, artistic interests, romantic interests, your spiritual practices, those institutions, the research and development, the investigation. So that's a nice thing kicking in. And then as far as the sun being busy over this week, and Friday through Sunday, the 12th through the 14th, it starts out pushing Pluto, so it's already in this area. You're back there behind the scenes, or you're doing something secretive or private, or with the institution or the research or the romance or the artistry or spirituality, and you're dealing with Pluto pushing something about the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political theme, something deep, something intense, something, you know, challenging you to deal with something big here. By Sunday the 14th, things get into this really lovely harmony with Jupiter, so now you're kind of in the right place to align with something financial or something sexually intimate, or maybe tackling your reproductive needs or dealing with that death or birth or divorce in a more you know, beneficial way. Or those third-party things that you're juggling start to come into focus for you guys on Sunday. All right, for Gemini, the Pisces energy, your last big week of this stuff, really going to push things in a big way for you guys when it comes to career, personal goals, or authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors. So it's all over the place, right, with all these personal planets. Mercury is going to get you to talk, meet, sign agreements, deal with agreements, make sales, write, interview, take short trips about it, you know, or maybe you're hearing news coming in about it, or you're fielding offers, making choices that way. And Venus is going to get you to focus either on the lover or the income opportunities or the women or the beauty themes wrapped with these goals and the career and the authority figures. So as we look at the week ahead, Mercury is very busy on Friday the 12th, pushing something in a big way with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, a competitor, an advocate. So, you know, you're going to be in there doing something with or about this person involving the goal, career, authority figure, probably tied with Jupiter themes, legal, travel, educational, distance, media, ceremonial, religious, political. By Wednesday the 17th, Mercury moves into Aries, where it will now be until May 6th. So for Gemini, this is really going to turn your mind to the more social side of life. And it is a time where you're probably going to get a lot more invitations, hear from a lot of friends, get busier, you know, short trips, locally, in talks and meetings and gatherings with, you know, friends, associates, part of your group activities, what you're doing online, if you have an interest in astrology or charities, personal aspirations, original projects, really going to take off starting Wednesday the 17th. Now, with Venus in this week ahead, Venus is dealing with the opportunity aspect over the weekend, Friday through Sunday. So she, once again, is focusing on goals, career, authority figures, but she's about lovers or income or women or beauty. And the opportunity for you in this mix over the weekend is sexual or financial or dealing with something transformational like a birth, a death, a divorce, or a third-party situation. And by Monday the 15th, she pushes with Jupiter in a big way, and this then involves the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, whoever the relationship is. By Saturday the 20th, she moves into Aries again. Now your love and income flow, the women and beauty things are, or interests are in your social field, right? So you're going to find your openings and opportunities and express the love and enjoyment through your friends and gatherings and online stuff, etc. And then with the sun being busy over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th through the 14th, the sun is going to be putting a spotlight on Gemini's social arena. So, you know, you're there with the friend or the group or online or dealing with your image or brand or name or title or body or what's going on with your needs. You know, so any of these social realms, charities, astrology, gatherings, parties, events, friends, groups. And so Friday and Saturday, this pushes with Pluto. So there is some kind of challenge, or you're pushing yourself harder when it comes to the financial or sexual side of things, or what's going on with the death or birth or divorce or third party scenario. by Sunday the 14th, things form that harmonic alignment with the partner, with the client, the agent, the attorney, or whoever that relationship is, in some kind of more optimistic or generous way for you guys. All right, for Cancer. Cancer, the Pisces energy, which you're well aware of because you've been dealing with it for a while, is really going to ramp up this last big week of personal planetary focus on legal matters, travel plans, situations that are brewing at a distance, anything educational, anything involving media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with religion or politics. So Mercury and Venus are focused there in your week ahead. Mercury is going to open up the talks and meetings, short trips, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about it. And Venus is going to focus on the lover, the income flow, the women or the beauty interests in that story. And so here's how it breaks down. With Mercury, Friday the 12th, there's a big push here with Jupiter to deal with the paperwork or the hired help or the coworkers or the job itself or the organizing or cleaning or a health situation or the animals in the equation. And by Wednesday the 17th, Mercury moves into Aries, and this will then kick off several weeks up through May 6th, where your thoughts will start to then turn to your own personal goals or your career or your status or fame. Hold on a second. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Oh, Allie. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Oh, she murdered this thing. Oh, my God. It's not a living creature, guys. Wow. Just something that has sentimental value, but not anymore. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, Ellie. Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. So, Cancer. You know, once we have Mercury turning your thoughts to career and goals and I'm not sure that's where I left off, but I think it is. And these authority figures, starting on Wednesday the 17th through May 6th, really going to give you guys the edge in getting in there in those talks and meetings or hearing the offers or making the decisions, making the sales, interviewing, writing. All of that's really going to start to turn to that direction. Now, with Venus in your week ahead, Venus is going to be busy Friday through Sunday, the 12th through 14th. And so now we're looking at the love, the women, the income, the beauty themes tied to that trip or the situation at a distance, or with what's going on with legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political interests. And so this is opportunity alignments Friday through Sunday with this stuff. And so you can link into what's, you know, involving the partner or the specialist or the agent or attorney or the client or the dealing with the competitor or linking up to the advocate in this situation. So Saturn will, you know, in the opportunity alignment, help you get serious, make some long-term commitments or end something or structure it to be supportive or get ambitious about it, you know. And Pluto will help you evolve the situation, go deeper, get profound, or deal with the sexual or financial side of things or the death or birth or divorce or the third-party scenario playing out. And by Monday the 15th, you have that big push with Jupiter again, like it was with Mercury on Friday the 12th. And so now, again, a push with the work, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, organizing or cleaning in the story. Then by Saturday the 20th, Venus heads into Aries. So for Cancer, again, giving you guys a boost with your career, your status, your personal goals, and those authority figures now helping you get in there about income flow or true love or beauty or women in the situation. And that's going to be in play until May 15th. So definitely a different story taking off at that point. Now, with the sun being busy in this week ahead, it's really going to be active Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th through the 14th. And so Cancer, this puts that spotlight on you guys showing up and being physically involved or making it about your personal needs, your body, your brand, your name, your title, your image, and what's going on with that goal you have or with your career or that authority figure. So Friday, Saturday, it squares Pluto, so you do have that big challenge, that big push to deal with the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, whoever that person is, over financial or sexual sexual topics or death or birth or divorce or triangles. And by Sunday the 14th, it aligns with Jupiter in this harmonic, very optimistic, very kind of generous or protective. We're hoping for all the best of the Jupiter themes and focusing these goals and career and authority figures into this alignment now with the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, the job, the health, the pets, the organizing or the cleaning in the situation. All right, for Leo. Leo, you guys, man, you guys have been dealing with this Piscean stuff in the really deep waters in your chart. So there's been an intense focus on your sexual interests or sexual, you know, if you have issues there, triangles, jealousy, manipulations, if there's any of that, reproductive needs, hormonal scenarios, as well as anything in the big financial realm, loans, inheritance, taxes, insurance, commissions, alimony, child support, those kind of things. Or you could have been focusing on a death, a birth, or a divorce, or triangles playing out in your life in any of those areas. So Mercury is in its last week. Venus is in its last week of dealing with this. So Mercury, any talks or news you need to hear or things you need to say, any meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions about those themes will kick in with Mercury. And Venus will focus you on the lover or the income flow or the woman or the beauty aspect in the story. In this week ahead. So Mercury is active on Friday the 12th, pushing something in a big way here with the lover or the kids or a creative project or a recreational situation in the mix. By Wednesday the 17th, so you probably will hear news or speak up about it or deal with, you know, one of those Mercury topics in it. By Wednesday the 17th, it moves into Aries. And so at that point, Leo, you come out of this heavy stuff as far as your mental state and what you've been focusing your thoughts on or the news or information or talks or decisions you've been making. And now you're going to really aim that at legal matters, travel plans, situations at a distance, educational pursuits, media marketing projects, weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. And that's going to be in that new territory up through May 6th. All right, and with Venus in this week ahead, focused in this sexual, financial, death, birth, divorce, triangle scenario, Venus with love or money or women or beauty, she's forming opportunity aspects between Friday and Sunday, the 12th and 14th. And so this really aligns you with that partner, that client, that specialist, that agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, advocate, whoever the one-on-one is in that story. So you can get serious with Saturn and end something or make a long-term commitment or structure something so it supports or get ambitious here. And with Pluto, you can go deeper or purge something or evolve the story and empower yourself in some way. And by Monday the 15th, it squares Jupiter. So again, there's something very big going on here involving the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit in the story. By Saturday the 20th, Venus in exit Aries, all that heavy stuff comes up, and we're now really vital and ready to take action. And Venus will be focused on Leo's travel, distance, educational, media marketing, wedding, ceremonial, legal, I don't know if I said that one, political or religious needs moving forward, and really with a focus on your needs, what you want to show up for, what's good for you when it comes to love or income, women or beauty in that story. Now, as far as the sun goes over this weekend, very active Friday through Sunday, the 12th through the 14th, starts out frictional, then gets really good. So Friday, Saturday, you know, this is about you, your physical needs or your physical involvement or what you personally are pursuing or what's going on with your name, your brand, your image, your title, your involvement with these travel or distant situations or with legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, weddings or other ceremonies, religious or political themes. And that square to Pluto means there is something intense here with hired help or coworkers or health or work or pets or paperwork or what's going on with cleaning or organizing in some way. So Pluto is really, you know, we're purging here, or there's something about power in the balance or sexual or financial needs, or death or birth or divorce, or third-party scenarios and how you're dealing with those. So a little intense Friday, Saturday. By Sunday the 14th, then you get this wonderful harmonic with Jupiter. So now you're in flow with the love, the lover, the income, women, the children, the creative projects, the recreational, having fun stuff. So you should start to see that that's feeling a lot better for you by Sunday. Okay, Virgo, this is like one of those weeks where it's just like all this minor planetary stuff, but it just takes so long to talk about because it's all over the place. Virgo, you guys, you know, with the Piscean balance and all this intense stuff that's been going on with you, it has had a lot to do with relationships. And so this may be, you know, well, this is the last big week to focus a lot of personal energy here, with Mercury opening up the talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, and Venus focusing on true love or income flow, women or beauty in the mix. So all that will be coming to bear on what's going on with your romantic partnerships, your business partnerships, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, your advocates, you know, so think relationship and any last stuff you really want to get in there with. So Friday the 12th, we have that important talk or news or offer, decision writing, agreement, sale, some kind of information communication flow there with this key individual. And it pushes something in a big way involving your home, your family, your roommates, your parents, your real estate deals, renovations, moves. If there is a big story that's coming to an end here, it could be part of this, beliefs, faith, legalities. So we're seeing something really big there on Friday, so make sure to catch that. And then by Wednesday the 17th, Mercury moves into Aries. So Virgo, at that time you get to turn your mind away from all this focus that it's been with these one-on-one scenarios, and now you're really, from April 17th up through May 6th, really going to get a chance to get in there and think things through or have talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, et cetera, that are about your financial life, the loans, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, et cetera. Or you're going to be in there, meeting people and making choices that are about your sex life or that have to do with reproductive needs or death or birth or divorce or triangles in your life. And so that kicks in starting on Wednesday. Now, with Venus in this week ahead, focused on these relationships, Friday through Sunday, she's forming an opportunity alignment with you. So when it comes to these partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, et cetera, you can really link this into some kind of solid scenario with a love interest or the kids or a creative endeavor or recreational pursuits, right? So Saturn is going to help you kind of open the door and get serious there. You can make some long-term commitments. You can end something. You can structure something so it's more supportive. You can get ambitious. Pluto is going to help you go deeper, purge if you need to purge something, evolve the story, empower, focus on that financial or sexual side of what's going on there. And by Monday the 15th, Jupiter comes into the scenario. So now again, you have that big push when it comes to your home, your family, your real estate deals, moves, renovations, your parents, any major endings, early childhood things. So definitely big push on Monday. And then by Saturday the 20th, Venus enters Aries and she starts her story there about your sex life, your reproductive life, your big financial picture, what's going on with death, birth, divorce, third parties. And she will be kind of helping you focus on the love or the women or the beauty or the income flow there from April 20th through May 15th. Now, as far as the sun being active in this week ahead, very active Friday through Sunday, the 12th through the 14th. And so for Virgo, there's this push with Pluto Friday and Saturday the 12th and 13th. So you're in there physically, you're focused on your body or image or brand or name or title, and you're dealing with how you're trying to evolve a situation sexually or financially or dealing with death or birth or divorce or third parties, and this pushes things in some kind of way with the lover or the kids or the creativity or the recreation. By Sunday, you get into this harmonic with those topics, and now things are opening in flow for you with this financial, sexual, death, birth, divorce scenario and what's happening in the home or with the family, the parents, the roommates, the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, or whatever big thing you're wrapping up. All right, for Libra, all the Pisces stuff that's been going on the last couple months. This is the last week of personal planetary energy. I have to take a drink. It's always at Libra. I have to take a drink, man. It's a lot of talking. Hold on 1 second. All right, Libra. So all this Piscean energy for you guys, last big week of pushing this stuff forward, is focused on your work or your health or your animals, or is focused on paperwork, people you hire, people you work with, any organizing or cleaning or details in situations. And so, you know, Mercury in this week is going to get you into talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions about those themes, while Venus is going to focus on the women or the income or the beauty or the love in the situation. And so there's a lot to do there, right? So Mercury is going to give you this big push here to get into that communication information or sale with the job or the health interest or the animals or the paperwork or coworkers or hired help on Friday, and really means look at the offer, look at the agreement, look at the sale, look at the writing, look at the talk or meeting or interview, or it could involve, for some Librans, this could be about short trips, local activities, your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors, something big going on there with something. And by Wednesday the 17th, Mercury heads into Aries. So this starts to shift the story. Libra, it's really going to start to focus your mind and your talks, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the meetings, decisions on relationships. And that'll be in play with Mercury up through May 6th. And it really gives you that opportunity to get in there and have your say or ask your question or sign that deal or make that sale. So you're really going to start to see things pick up with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, whoever the one-on-ones are, starting on Wednesday. Now, with Venus focused on your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help, Friday through Sunday, there's an opportunity alignment with her there. So you want to look to the women, the income flow, the lover, the beauty influence in the situation, and what you can do in the home or about the home with a move, a real estate deal, a renovation, or what's going on with family, parents, or roommates in that story. Saturn can help you get serious about it, can help you make long-term commitments or in something or structure it so it's supportive or get ambitious about it, while Pluto can help you purge, evolve, make changes. Maybe there's some house cleaning you got to do there. I don't know, Libra. Or it can focus you on the sex or the financial side of the situation, or if there is a death or a birth or a divorce going on, then help you deal with that with the door kind of open to what you're dealing with there. And then by Monday the 15th, you're in that big push with Jupiter again over the work and health and pets and paperwork and coworkers and hired help, whichever one of those applies. So again, big talks, meetings, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, or decisions about that. By Saturday the 20th, Venus heads into Aries, so now she starts to focus on your relationships. So from April 20th through May 15th, she'll give you that love focus with relationships or the income flow or focus you on women or beauty interests with these people. So you will start to see things picking up with those topics with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and advocates, et cetera. And then lastly, we have the sun very busy over this weekend, Friday through Sunday. And so for Libra, this does get you in there physically or get you focused on your personal needs or get you honing in on your body, image, brand, name, title, personal objectives. when it comes to these relationships, right? So Friday, Saturday, this pushes something intense going on in the home with the family, the parent, the roommate, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, and whatever the Pluto theme is in the mix, what you need sexually or financially there, or what's going on with a death or a birth or a divorce there, or some triangle third-party situation playing out there. By Sunday the 14th, the sun moves into this harmonic with Jupiter, and things open up. Oh, and you start to think, see things really start to be positive or growth-oriented or generous as you get into talks or meetings with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, et cetera, or as you get into the sale or the writing or the interview or the short trip or local activity with them. So that looks good. All right, for Scorpio. Scorpio, all this Pisces stuff for the last couple of months really been intense, everybody, right? But for you guys, it's been focused on lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. And so we are entering our last big personal planetary week of focus here. So you're going to have more talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about those four topics as well with Mercury. And then with Venus, you're going to have kind of double up on the love, or you're going to focus on income or women or beauty in the situation with those lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. So Mercury is active on Friday the 12th, pushing something big via that talk, meeting, agreement, sale, writing, interview, offer with the lover, the kids, the creative projects, or the recreation, and really pushing, involving what's going on with your income or what's going on with a purchase or your possessions or your products. By Wednesday the 17th, Mercury heads into Aries, where it's going to be until May 6th. And this is really going to turn your attention to your work or your health or your animals or any paperwork you're focused on or what's going on with coworkers or hired help. So at this point, you really can open up talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions, or short trips and local activities that are going to amp that up for you guys. Now, with Venus focused on your lovers and creative projects and recreational pursuits and kids, she's active this week over the weekend, Friday through Sunday, in an opportunity alignment with Saturn and Pluto. So the door is open to get into those talks and meetings or short trips or local activities or writing or offers or decisions or sales or interviews, anything communication information oriented because it's your third house. But, getting serious now with this lover or with the kids, the creative project, the recreation, or Venus themes of income, beauty, women in the mix. And so Saturn's going to help you guys get serious. You might hear the news or you might have the talk or make the decision or sign the agreement. And so you're focusing on long-term situations and commitments or ending of something or a combination of both or structuring things so that they're supportive or getting ambitious in the mix. And with Pluto in the opportunity alignment, you're looking at, financial objectives, sexual objectives, triangle third-party scenarios that are supporting in some way, or what's going on via a death, a birth, or a divorce in the scenario. Now, by Monday the 15th, Venus moves to push with Jupiter again, so now you've got something big going on with your income, purchases, products, or possessions, as it relates to the kids, the lover, the recreation, or the creative project. And by Saturday the 20th, Venus heads into Aries. So from the 20th through May 15th, you guys are now going to have Venus helping you with work, with health, with pets, with paperwork, coworkers, and hired help. So this may bring women on board. It may infuse it with love. It may bring income flow for you guys or help you focus on the beauty in the situation. So definitely look for that to start to kick in. We also have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the sun being very active in this week ahead. So for Scorpio, you guys over the weekend showing up, physically getting involved or making it a personal matter or tying in your name on the dotted line or your title, brand, image, body in the situation. And again, the focus for Scorpio is on the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, the job, the health, the pets. So Friday and Saturday, this pushes with Pluto, some kind of big deal thing you're dealing with the income, the purchase, the products, or the possessions. And by Sunday the 14th, it aligns with Jupiter, which should definitely start to bring things into flow for you guys with that purchase, income, product, or possession in the story. All right. For Sagittarius, Sag, all this Piscean energy for you guys over the last couple of months really been focusing on home, family, roommates, parents, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or how solid and secure you feel or what your emotional needs are going through, right? And so we are in this big last week of Mercury and Venus really wrapping up whatever this story is for you guys. Mercury will help you get into talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions about it, while Venus will help you focus on the women, the lover, the income flow, or the beauty topics in the mix. So Mercury is active on Friday the 12th, and that's pushing something really big with you, Sag. So you kind of need to look at what are my needs, or how do I show up for this, or how do I deal with it from a distance, or legally, or educationally, or media, marketing, ceremonially, or, you know, through my belief system. Is there something going on with my body, my image, my brand, my name, my title in the mix, you know? So something big pushing that on Friday, show up and deal with whatever this is for you guys. And by Wednesday the 17th, Mercury heads into Aries. So now, Sag, you're really going to start to see that your thoughts change or turn to lovers and kids and creative projects and interests and anything recreational over the weeks ahead, lasting until May 6th. This will then start to help you meet people or get into talks, make sales, sign agreements, write, interview, audition, field offers. So you're really going to start to see that rev up starting on Wednesday. Venus focusing on your home and family, real estate deals and moves, renovations, and, anything with your emotional needs. She's making opportunity alignments Friday through Sunday, the 12th through 14th, which helps you guys with income flow there or with purchases, products, or possessions in the mix. So Saturn can help you kind of cement something either by making a long-term commitment or ending it or ending a situation or structuring things so they're more supportive or getting more ambitious. And Pluto can help you evolve the story in some way, purge where needed, make changes, focus on the sexual or financial context behind the story. By Monday the 15th, Venus will make that push with Jupiter. So again, you're in there on Monday, Sag. You know, it's about you and your involvement or your needs or your name, body, brand, image, title, what's going on with you with that home, real estate deal, move, renovation, family, parent, or roommate, and Venus, the income flow or love, the women or beauty interest. By Saturday the 20th, Venus heads into Sagittarius's area of lovers and kids and creative projects and recreation. So from then until May 15th, you guys are going to have that love playing out through there, or more enjoyment, more contact with women or beauty interests or income flow in those areas. So that starts on Saturday the 20th. Now, on this weekend, we also have the sun active. That's the Friday the 12th through Sunday the 14th. And so for Sag, this will be about you showing up and getting involved or what your needs are or what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title when it comes to your lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. Friday and Saturday, this pushes with Pluto. So there's something intense going on here with income, with purchases, possessions, products, your values or being valued. By Sunday the 14th, it forms this beautiful alignment with Jupiter in your sign, and so things really start to go your way or open up for you or offer you some kind of personal or physical growth in the love situation or with the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. So there you have it. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, Pisces, all this energy focus on Pisces the last couple months really been rather intense, playing out through your mental state, the things you're thinking about, your decision making, all the talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions that have been going on. And perhaps for some of our Capricorns, there has also been a focus on brothers or sisters or neighbors or moves or local activities or short trips or your vehicle chemicals or electronics in the mix. So, you know, Mercury is going to amp up the last big week of, you know, communications, sales, agreements, decisions about it, while Venus is going to focus in there on love or lovers, income flow, women or beauty interests in the mix. So Mercury really brings it in on Friday the 12th. Something really big here in the story involving research and development, rest and recuperation, hospitals or other institutions, romantic or karmic cycles, spiritual matters, artistic pursuits, research or investigations. So expect to hear or make decisions or talk or sign or sell, you know, in some way with something big there on Friday the 12th. By Wednesday the 17th, Mercury heads into Aries. So for Capricorn, really kicks off a new focus, a new lightening up of some of this energy. Going to start to get you guys busy, focused on home or real estate deals, moves or renovations, family, parents, or roommates up through May 6th. So Mercury bringing the talks, the meetings, the agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions. Now, with Venus focused on this communication and sales and local activities and siblings and neighbors, et cetera, she's very busy Friday through Sunday, the 12th through the 14th, in opportunity alignments to you, Capricorn, which means really good time to get in there and focus on whatever it is you want when it comes to income flow, lovers, women, or beauty interests, and your own needs, you know, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or something you're pursuing for yourself. Saturn will help you guys get serious, either making some commitments here or ending something or getting ambitious or structuring things supportively. Pluto will help you evolve or purge or make changes, as well as focus on the big financial side of the story or the sexual interest in the scenario. So really powerful Friday through Sunday with this stuff. By Monday, Venus will push with Jupiter. So again, something, you know, when you're dealing in these talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions with Venus themes of income, love, women, or beauty, there is something big going on behind the scenes with the research, the investigations, the institutions, the rest and recuperation, the romance, the artistry, the spirituality, or something secretive going on here. Big push with that. Good planets, big push. By Saturday the 20th, Venus heads into Aries, and so then she's going to really start to bring that love or income flow, women or beauty interest to your home, your real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommate scenarios from April 20th through May 15th, and should be a more enjoyable time there. Now, with the sun being active Friday through Sunday, it is going to push you physically or push you over your personal desires Friday and Saturday when it comes to your home or real estate deals, your moves or renovations, your family or parents or roommates. So you're showing up or you need to show up or you're dealing with your body or image or brand or name or title in that mix. And Pluto is kind of like intense here. So something going on with what you need to deal with financially or sexually or with a death or a birth or a divorce or some third-party situation in the mix. By Sunday the 14th, you get into this awesome harmonic with Jupiter, and now things are really in flow for you with the real estate deal, the move, the home, the family, the parents, the roommates, and what's going on behind the scenes with the research, the development, the investigations, the institutions, the romantic, artistic, or spiritual interests. All right, for Aquarius. All this Piscean energy for you guys really been focused in the last couple months on income, purchases, products, or possessions. So we have this week ahead of us with more personal planetary energy focusing there, Mercury and Venus. So, you know, Aquarius, on Friday the 12th with Mercury here, if you need to get into talks or meetings about it, if you need to sign agreements or make sales or write or interview or field offers or make decisions, then it's definitely a big day for it when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions. The push with Jupiter here means there's something about an aspiration or original project in the mix or something involving a friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering, or something else social in the mix. By Wednesday the 17th, Mercury then heads into Aries, so this is really going to change, you know, you're not going to have to think or talk or sell or write or deal with as much going on. with your income or purchases or products or possessions, and you're really going to just kind of get more interested in your brothers and sisters and neighbors and your vehicles and electronics and what's going on locally and short trips and flirtations and toxin meetings and sales and agreements. So, you know, just for the sake of them, that's going to last until May 6th. All right, with Venus in this week ahead, when it comes to your income and purchases and products and possessions, she will bring that income flow in or bring in women or beauty interests or love as a theme behind what you're doing there. And she's very active Friday through Sunday in opportune alignments to the research or the investigations or the institutions that are involved or what's going on with romantic interests or spiritual practices or magic or psychic realms or what's going on with artistic pursuits or dealing with addictions or bad habits or secrets or deceptions. So doors kind of open here to all of this Friday through Sunday. Saturn is asking you guys to get serious about it, you know, make some commitments long-term or in something or structure things to support or deal with responsibilities or get ambitious about it, while Pluto is asking you to go deeper or purge something or evolve the story or focus on the sex or the third-party scenario or the finances or the death or birth or divorce in the picture as this plays out. By Monday the 15th, you have that push with Jupiter again, so you're back in there with the friend or the group or the internet or astrology or charity or gathering or aspirations in the mix in some kind of big way. And then Venus moves into Aries on Saturday the 20th, and she will then start to bring all those talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions, focusing on love or income or women or beauty, and that will last until May 15th. Now, over this weekend, Friday through Sunday, the sun is also active, and for Aquarius, it's about you guys showing up and getting busy locally or taking that short trip or showing up and, you know, putting your name on the dotted line or making it about your needs or your physical involvement with your siblings or your neighbors or your vehicles or electronics or in those talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, and decisions. So this is challenging Friday and Saturday as it pushes Pluto. So there is something going on behind the scenes with the romantic, artistic, spiritual, institutional, research, addictive, or secret side of things. And with Pluto, sex, finances, death, birth, divorce, triangles. By Sunday the 14th, though, the sun moves into that harmonic with Jupiter, so now you're in something that's flowing and optimistic or growth-oriented that involves friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or some aspiration you have or original project that's in the mix. Okay, for Pisces, the last couple months with all this focus on Pisces, it's been very intense for you guys, I'm quite sure. It has asked you guys to really focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, what your needs are, who you are at this point in your life, where you want to go from here, how you get physically involved in life. So all of these things have been up, you know, to deal with. And this is our last big week with Mercury and Venus focusing here. So, you know, any last bit of energy you need to apply here, you will be doing it in this week ahead. So on Friday the 12th, it starts with Mercury here, so getting into the talks and meetings, the agreements and sales, the writing and interviews, offers, decisions, short trips, local activities that are about you or your needs, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. And this pushes in a very big way with Jupiter. So there is a goal, a big goal, or there is something big going on with your career objectives or with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, or some other authority type person in your life. So expect to hear that information or make that decision by Friday the 12th. Then Mercury is going to exit this territory and move into Aries on Wednesday the 17th. So at that point, Pisces, you can start to let up on all the thinking and the talks and meetings and decisions and that have been focused on you and your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. It's really going to start to turn, lift up, I think, quite a bit for you guys and really start to turn to focus on your income, your purchases, your products, and your possessions up through May 6th. Now, with Venus, she is in your sign, and she is focused very actively here in opportunity alignments Friday through Sunday, the 12th through the 14th.
So when it comes to you and your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or your needs, or your involvement in things, this favors true love and lovers, income opportunities, women, beauty interests over this weekend. And the opportunity is to involve the friend or the group or the internet or the astrology or charity or gathering, or to focus on the aspiration you have for yourself or your original projects in the mix. So Saturn can help you cement something by either making long-term commitments there or ending something or structuring it or getting ambitious about it, while Pluto can help you evolve the story, purge if need be, focus on the sexual or financial side of things, or the death, the birth, the divorce, or the third-party scenario playing out there. But the door is open here through this whole social and aspirational realm for you guys over this weekend. By Monday the 15th, Venus will then push this thing with Jupiter. So once again, you're in there in some kind of big way with the personal goal or your career or that authority figure. And Venus asking you, you know, where are you with the income or the love or the women or the beauty in that mix? By Saturday the 20th, Venus moves into Aries, out of your sign Pisces, and she will be in Aries until May 15th. So now she's going to bring her good flow to your income, your purchases, your products and possessions, and ask you to focus those things on love or more income or women or beauty scenarios, situations that you want to pursue. So that should be a nicer time for you there. And then the last thing is the sun being active over this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the sun is already there in that area of income, purchases, products, and possessions. So this weekend, you may be pushing yourself on Friday and Saturday, either to show up and get involved or to focus on what your personal needs are, or to deal with whatever you're dealing with your brand, your name, your body, your image, your title in that situation, and some kind of big, intense thing going on with the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, or your aspirations or original projects in the mix. And by Sunday the 14th, then you move into that beautiful harmonic with Jupiter. So now when it comes to you and your needs and your involvement with income, purchases, products, and possessions, you're in this great flow with your career, your status, your fame, your personal goals, and whatever is going on with higher-up type people, those bosses, parents, directors, teachers, mentors, or other authority types. So that's it, guys. Man, I talked a mile a minute. It is Zoe Moon. You guys can find me over at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. The world doesn't go crazy as it has been. and I hope you guys, rest while you can, because it's going to be a very busy week, it looks like. All right. I'll talk to you guys next week.